Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Well, what were your emotions or your thoughts when you got the word that you were coming to the National Hockey League?
I was shocked a little, but obviously it's a dream come true. It's something you think about when you're a kid, and just excited to be here.
You've never had anything handed to you. I mean, Quinnipiac, you were a freshman. You weren't on the ice sometimes. You signed an AHL contract. Again, you had to work your way in. Now here it is. I mean, it's never been easy for you, has it?
No, it's all right. I don't think you'd want to be too easy. Makes you grind a little bit. It makes you appreciate everything that you get. And it's no different now. Like, I appreciate the opportunity and being here.
How did you find out?
I was actually getting a TV at Best Buy for my apartment. Our coach, Leo, called me and gave me the news. So I was shocked. Like I said, I didn't really expect it. I don't even know if I really said much back to him. I was just like, I was shocked. So, it was a special moment.
What sort of message did Coach Leo have for you coming up here?
Just play my game, be confident, and just be me. Like, there's a reason I got to this point and have had this opportunity. So, shouldn't really change anything now.
Who's the first person you called?
It was my girlfriend, because I was on the phone with her, and then the next was my mom.
You have to have a lot of confidence in what you do, because I remember in Rochester when you signed, they were in the playoffs, and you weren't playing, and then you got in the lineup, and they couldn't pull you out of the lineup. I mean, you never came out after that. So you have to have that certain confidence that if they give me a chance, they're not going to regret it type of attitude?
Yeah, exactly. I think it comes down to confidence in yourself. And part of it is just proving it to yourself that you can do it at the next level. Like, for me at that time, it was proving that I can do it in the American League. And now it's proving myself that I can do it here. And I'm plenty confident myself, and just want to prove it to the staff here and everyone around.
When you reflect, what ultimately got you here, in your opinion, helped you, make the jump?
Gosh. There's so many. It would be tough to say one thing, I think. There's so many people along the way. I'd say the biggest is my family, who have been there. Lots of ups to share with them, but also at the same time, plenty of downs that without them, it'd be easy to kind of just throw in the towel and not keep working. But I attribute it a lot to my mom. She always, since I was little, kind of told me just always keep working no matter what, put your head down. And without her, I would not be here.
How rewarding was it to be named captain after all the jumps you've gone through?
It was amazing. Even that was a shock. I mean, we have such a good group down there, deep leadership group that anyone can lean on. So, it was special to get the captaincy there.
Where did you learn leadership? I mean, you were the captain of the team that won the NCAA tournament at Quinnipiac. You've worked your way to be the captain of an American Hockey League team, the Rochester Americans. So obviously leadership is something that's kind of in your DNA. Where have you learned leadership from and how to be a good leader?
I think you take it from people you've been around, the different captains that I've had the opportunity to play under, Like I said before, my mom, too, she's a great leader. She's someone that I always looked up to, and she's always kind of been someone just that's led by example and has kind of been a rock for those around her, and I've have striven to be like that, too. So, yeah, you just kind of – it's like anything. It's like any skill. You just keep learning. You take from other people and keep growing.
Did your mom play hockey as well?
No, she didn't. My dad did. My dad was the one that got me into hockey when I was – 2 or 4 years old. He'd build a rink in the backyard every winter, and that's kind of where the love for hockey came from.
Was your mom an athlete?
She was a swimmer. We give her credit for being an athlete. She claims she has a couple state records that I don't know if they're or high school records that are still there or not, but yeah, she's an athlete, I'd say.
Talk about the book.
How would you describe yourself as a hockey player and as a defenseman?
As a hockey player, I'd like to think I'm a two-way player. Try to be reliable in D-zone and keep things simple. Just move the puck, give it to the skilled forwards, give it to our forwards to go make plays, and support them where I can. I don't think I try to do too much, and I'm not necessarily one to dance around guys, but I'm going to try to move the puck, give it to the right people, and let them make plays.
Talk about the tough part of your journey. What were the toughest parts?
Oh, plenty. Across every league where I've been, whether it's juniors, college, pro, like the biggest hurdles have been when I've doubted myself. You kind of have a couple bad games or bad plays, and maybe you lose a little bit of that confidence that you normally have. And it's kind of just that grind to keep working, put your head down, get the confidence back, like get back to a spot where you're able to make plays. It sucks when you're in your own head. No one wants to be there. But they also make you stronger. Like the more you work through them, like anything, like I was saying before, it becomes a skill that you work on and can improve on, and it helps you bounce back when things get tough. So,
how proud of you are? Like we kind of talked about earlier, how proud of you are of your journey? Are you? I mean, you've done it. You've grinded for it. Just how proud are you of that?
I'm incredibly proud. I think the biggest thing for me was sticking to what I needed to do every day to get better. I wasn't necessarily someone anyone was looking at in college, and I was just working to get ice time. That's all I wanted to do, and I just took it one day at a time and got better, and now we're here.
Did you think you'd play pro hockey, or like, did you have a plan for after college? Or?
When I went to college, no. I mean, it was always a dream. It's always something you wanted, but I don't think I was really in a position to, when I first got to school, to have opportunities to play pro, so... you know, it was just focusing on what's in front. It was just focusing on getting in the lineup, and then it was trying to get more ice time, and then trying to get a power play and penalty kill and build up from there.
What were the last 2 years like in terms of, you know, you have an AHL contract, but, I mean, they clearly value you as a prospect. I mean, you played right away in the playoffs when you left school. What was that like, kind of like balancing, like, you know, working toward the two-way deal, but, you know, you're on an AHL deal. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was... I would say it's a similar thing I was just describing in college. It was, at the time, I wasn't necessarily thinking of an NHL deal. It was just, I want to play. Like, I want to get in the lineup. What do I need to do today to get in the lineup? And then you get in the lineup, it's like, okay, now I want to be a difference maker. I want to have the puck more. I want to be on the power play. I want to be someone they look to when it matters. And you just kind of grow from there, and kind of that process of just taking it day at a time. Like, you, the long-term goals kind of come out of that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's
it's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.